It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, retail, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. As we open each week with some thank yous, special thank you to Pesach Tropper, the show's producer. Thank you. Rena, Srilly, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays an important role in developing this show on a weekly basis. Also, a special shout-out to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin. Thank you very much. Also, a special thank you to last week's guest, Johannes Boenkopf, the president of North America 6th. That's the 6th division of North America. It's handled by Johannes Boenkopf. That episode is available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Again, all the previous episodes, I get asked about this all the time. They're all available. From when this show began in July of 2015 till now is roughly 70, 80 shows. They're all available as iTunes or if you just want to click the link and listen on your computer. And many of them also have videos with them. The ones that were in studio, most of them are videoed. It's all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Also, a reminder, in case you're from those that like the suspense and you just want to hear who the guest is when you tune in, that's fine. If you want to get the inside track, then follow me on social media, Yitzhak Saftlis, Y-I-T-Z-C-H-O-K-S-A-F-T-L-A-S. But kind of any way you spell it should be fine because I think I'm the only Yitzhak Saftlis in North America. So on social media, it's Y-Saftlis, Y-S-A-F-T-L-A-S. That is my Twitter handle. Just a teaser about some of the previous guests that we've had. Renee Reinsberg, VP of Emerging Products at GoDaddy. That show's available on the archives. James Rosebush, former senior advisor to President Ronald Reagan and author of True Reagan. What about Josh Moore, general manager at Uber? What about the famous one we've had that was covered in the media? The interview we had with Captain Sully Sullenberger needs no introduction. And so many others. Jim Malcolm, president of Ricoh North America, and Steven Sato, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. All those shows are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. And also, one final note before we get to our guest. We'll be talking about it during the commercial break, but again, the 16 for 16. This past year, we had so many incredible guests. Many of them have books, and many of them autographed the books. We are giving away for free to one lucky winner, the 16 amazing business books, the one by Shep Hyken, Amaze Every Customer. That's by Shep Hyken. Jay Baer, Hug Your Haters. I mean, what type of, that's an incredible book. Rising to Power by Ron Crutry. Those are all available. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered to win. Only one lucky winner is going to win it, but we'll talk more about that during the commercial break. Well, on the line with me, I have none other than Dan Grossman. Dan Grossman is the chief operating officer at Maven, a car sharing brand of General Motors. Now, folks, this is real emerging technology. This is we work pretty hard to get a guest of this nature. Mr. Grossman was VP at Zipcar and he held C-level executive positions at many companies, including T-Mobile and, of course, Zipcar, as mentioned. GM needs no introduction. They've been around for over a century, located in 125 countries around the world. In fact, the Chevy is sold somewhere in the world every 9.8 seconds. So you could, those mathematicians in the audience, you want to figure out how many Chevys will be sold during the show, you could go figure that out. But again, less than 10 seconds, someone just bought a Chevy. Well, therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss how a century-old company can remain innovative, shifting attitudes towards mobility, and how a company can shift from being product-based to service-based. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Dan Grossman. Dan, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, let's just jump in just a little bit about yourself before we get into the real meat and potatoes of the interview. You've held prestigious positions at Zipcar, T-Mobile. You're a GM. Maybe you could tell us about your rise through the ranks.
Yeah, so I'm a bit of a startup guy. I've been with three companies that have become public companies. So I've had a lot of experience kind of establishing kind of new brands. And so I think that kind of throughout my career led my way to General Motors. I mean, having just come from Zipcar, where I spent 7 years kind of in the startup days through the public offering, through the acquisition by Avis Budget Group. General Motors had a notion that I could help them with a project about 15 months ago. And as it turns out, the project was to help create what we now call Maven.
Now, let's talk, especially in the New York area, many have not heard about this concept. They've heard about Zipcar. Maybe you can explain, what is Maven?
Yeah, so Maven is a lot of things, but in terms of, you know, our core product, it's a car share brand. It's a mobility brand that General Motors created, like I said, about 15 months ago. So when you think of like car sharing and by nature, it's a shorter trip. You know, you're in a car typically that's not overly elegant. That's kind of clunky to get into, and it's basic transportation. So
functional,
General Motors
right,
had
functional.
A thought of creating, pardon me?
Functional, as they say, just functional.
It is. So Maven really was created to establish something better. And we really started from the ground up. And the ground up means with the car. And everybody has a car, but why not have a great car? So as an OEM, we're able to provide cars that have every car from the $8 car through the $24 car, has leather, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, 4G LTE hotspot is included in the car, and then OnStar is really your customer service mechanism, meaning at any point during your trip, every one of our cars has a blue button in the car. The agents are there to help you with directions. They'll make a dinner reservation for you. They will literally download directions into the navigation if you just tell them where you want to go. So that's the car. But then how do you get in the car? How do you interact with the car? There's a lot of different ways that different companies look at this. And we thought, we didn't want to create an ancillary card that somebody has to remember to grab and put in their pocket, or some sort of fob, or have any sort of key. So what we did is we created the functionality to run through your phone. So all you do at Maven is you download the Maven app. You use the app to reserve a car based on your preference in location, your preference in car type. And then prior to your reservation, literally a key fob is downloaded into your phone. So as you approach the car, you just use your phone to unlock the doors to your car. There are no keys in the car. It's all push-button start, and you're on your way. And if you want to use your phone for your entertainment or your navigation, you can just plug it in through Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, as I mentioned. And so your phone really controls the whole experience. And the feedback we've gotten from our members has been phenomenal. They love that. It's kind of the one thing that I think people carry with them day in and day out that they really don't forget. Like if you go to work and you happen to forget your phone, it's probably the only thing you'll turn around and go back in the house and grab. So we really thought about what was an elegant member experience. And again, we're hearing from our members, you know, in the 16 markets we've launched this year, that it's really the closest thing to car ownership. So it's not, you know, just basic transportation. It's not just the chore of having to grab a car and go somewhere. It's like a really elegant experience that you're not really that excited to get out of when the reservation's over.
Wow. And you had mentioned about OnStar. I mean, am I incorrect in saying that for years, OnStar was basically for GM's luxury brands only? I mean, and you're saying anyone rents a Maven, if you will, has access to OnStar?
Yes, you could get into our basic kind of Spark, which is one of our smaller cars we offer. you've got OnStar all the way through an Escalade. And of course, you would expect it in an Escalade, but you may not expect it, you know, in the Spark. So integrating that as our customer service tool just makes it really easy, because when you think about it, there's a lot of cities that prohibit you from really using your cell phone while you're driving. So if you need help during your trip, and a lot of our competitors, you have to, you know, legally you would have to pull over, dial an 800 number, wait on hold, somebody answers to help you. In our case, while you're driving in real time, you press a blue button, and in seconds, somebody's there to help you. And it's just a really cool feature when you're thinking in terms of car sharing. You might only take the car for a couple hours, so you might only be into it for $17, $18, but you get all of these unique features in your trip, and this one, I think, is really special.
I mean, it's just, this is too good to be true. I mean, my question now is, we're talking on a radio station here in the New York, New Jersey metro area. I mean, it has a powerful signal. You could sometimes on a Sunday night actually pick it up in Detroit. But when are you coming to New York?
Yeah, so believe it or not, we New York was literally one of our first markets. Before, even as we were developing the brand, we were operating pretty stealth. We put some cars in a partnership with Stonehenge, which is a developer in New York, and tried some cars out in a building in Times Square just to kind of see and develop the service. So these were really kind of our early adopters. And we learned so much from these folks as they were testing the cars and we were testing the service. And we've now expanded to 20 buildings in New York and continue to look at New York as a massive opportunity for Maven. And, you know, as it relates to what I do, in terms of leading operations, it certainly wasn't the market I wanted to start off in. We definitely wanted to put this in a few other markets and make sure we kind of learned along the way and got the technology right and made sure our service was really good. And at this point, we could look at New York, and if we choose to launch there at some point in the near future, we're going to be ready.
Now, is this, now we know New York is a rather complicated market because Midtown Manhattan is very different than out by JFK in Queens. When you roll out, I imagine we'll be at the airports as well?
We're looking at the whole landscape. I can't speak to exactly where we'll deploy if we choose to go to New York, but it's we'll look at put cars in the right areas where we believe our members can gain easy access to the cars they want, and then we'll figure out, you know, in terms of airports and locations. You know, we do... What's interesting is we did, you know, our traditional product is a station-based round trip. So you pick the car up and return it in the same location. But we also offer a one-way service in Detroit where members can pick a car up downtown or in Ann Arbor or at the University of Michigan and go one way between those locations. So you could take a car from Ann Arbor or from downtown Detroit and drop it off at the airport, and you're only paying for the time that you're driving the car. So if you catch traffic right, that might only cost you $5 or $6, depending on where you pick your car up. So it is something we continue to look at, and, you know, we'll kind of evaluate from city to city where it makes sense. You know, we use Ann Arbor and University of Michigan and Detroit, you know, those three areas as kind of our testing grounds because, you know,
there.
The GM tech center where all of this was developed is kind of right in the heart of those three areas.
So, again, the model is time versus mileage. Just so that I get it right?
Yeah, so you don't pay per mile. That's a great question. You pay for time. So you pay hourly or daily. So you might have, you know, the rate start at $8 an hour, you know, for one of our entry-level cars and go all the way up to $24 an hour for, say, an Escalade. And then you would cap that at a daily rate. A daily rate might be something like $72. So and that would cover a 24-hour period, which would also include gas and insurance. So you're really only paying for your driving.
I mean, for New Yorkers, this is too good to be true. I mean,
sure, because you have to think about the trip type. So in New York, we learned very quickly that one of the biggest trip types that we saw was shopping, you know, going to the market. You know, I live in the Bay Area, so going to the grocery store is not, you know, a big ordeal. But we heard from our members there that going to Whole Foods and going to the supermarket is kind of a ritual. So in some cases, they want a bigger car. They want maybe an Acadia or a Tahoe or a larger SUV to accommodate that because they're buying more things at once because they don't want to have to repeat this two or three times a week. And going away on weekends and going to the apple orchards. And we learned about all these different trips. So what we tried to do was accommodate the trip types with a specific fleet. So we really customize our fleet based on the market that we go into.
Now, in New York, there is a big network of city bikes. Now, we know that that's not the same. You can't really carry too much stuff on a bike. But to a certain degree, that's the Maven model is similar, but it's with a car?
Yeah. That's bike sharing. This mm-hmm. is car sharing. I think the way that you disperse the cars is probably similar to bikes. You want to make sure the cars are positioned such that it's easy for a member to get to a car. I mean, they're not going to typically walk 2 miles to get to a car, but they might walk, you know, 3 or 4 blocks. So you set up somewhat of a grid in a market, and then within those grids, you make sure you have the right, you know, fleet types. And so that could include, again, a smaller car, maybe an SUV, maybe a couple luxury cars, maybe, you know, in downtown Manhattan, you'd have more luxury cars. Maybe you get more kind of closer to the suburbs, you'd have, you know, more basic kind of SUVs and sedans like a Malibu. So we really take time to make sure that the cars that we place kind of make sense for the market.
Amazing. My guest on this show is Dan Grossman, Chief Operating Officer at Maven. That is the car sharing division of General Motors. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. Hi, Yitzchak Saftless here to talk about the incredible giveaway that we're having on this program for 16 leading business books. All you have to do is send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB. That's it. It's that simple. Send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB, you're automatically entered. And there's other ways of entering by retweeting, etc. You can find out more information also by going to wabcbizradio.com. I'm just going to quickly read off some of the books here in this incredible collection. The Motivate This by Steve Rizzo. He was a guest here on the show, a great show. And his book is part of the giveaway. Rising to Power by Ron Carucci. The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. The New Face of Your Brand by Sean Miller. The Price of Prosperity by Todd Buchholz. Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett. And that one's autographed. Many of them are autographed by the author. Incredible value. And by the way, it's all going to one lucky winner. And the contest ends December 20th. At 5 p.m. So make sure to enter soon. And again, to enter, send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com. The complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So What's the Bottom Line as a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So What's the Bottom Line is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. Team Ahead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. Team Ahead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. Team Ahead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how Team Ahead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest on the show this evening is Dan Grossman, the Chief Operating Officer of Maven. That is the car sharing division of General Motors. This is a real emerging trend, emerging technology. Dan, is there a specific demographic? Now, of course, your concept here could work for anyone, but is there a specific demographic or age group that you'd find that is kind of leaning towards embracing what you have to offer?
In general, millennials seem to embrace the sharing economy, whether it's what we do in car sharing. You had mentioned bike sharing earlier. Mm-hmm. I think they're very transit-oriented. In general, owning a car potentially isn't as important as it was for somebody like myself that's a little older than a millennial, and car ownership isn't the first priority when they get their driver's license or even if they get their driver's license. So at General Motors, they really looked at creating a service like Maven as a way to get folks who may not be ready at this moment to buy a car into a great General Motors product. And at some point in the future, they may have a thought to buy a car, and having experienced one of our products, maybe they'll give us a shot. That's really kind of the wisdom behind that, because General Motors really believes that the auto industry is going to change more in the next 5 years than it has in the last 50. So you're going to have this massive shift. It could be, I mean, we're already shifting to electric vehicles. We just were about to launch the new Chevrolet Bolt, which is an all-electric vehicle that goes almost 240 miles
wow.
on a charge. That's really a game-changer
yeah.
in terms of electric vehicles. I'm ecstatic to be able to integrate those into the Maven fleet. There's so much interest in electric vehicles. I think this is going to fit in really nicely in our portfolio. And it's just in that segment, too, when you think of millennials, they're more apt to try new things. So recently, I'm out in the Bay Area. We had a Bolt on the Stanford University campus, and just we were showing it to some of the students in the business school, and just driving around campus. I mean, we were almost like rock stars because the students knew the car. They were had never seen one live. Right. They weren't able to touch one, and it's just something that they keep up on in terms of news. And so I think it's this sort of innovation that's going to continue to make us different and continue to help us gain market share in that segment. I mean, it works for everybody. You know, even folks who own cars, you may own a sedan, but at sometimes you need an SUV, or you may own an SUV, but at times you want to just get a small car because you have a longer trip. And, you know, even though we're paying for gas, it might fit kind of your comfort needs at the time. So we're not just targeting people that don't own cars. It really works, you know, for everybody. And in downtown locations, when you consider, you know, very high transit areas like New York, a lot of people own cars, but they're taking transit into Manhattan. So if they need a car during the day, you know, we'll have cars to accommodate those needs. And that's really where it fits in nicely as well.
And that's a great point because, again, we're located here in New York. I mean, we have listeners around the world, but primarily on the airwaves. It's 77 WABC is the five boroughs, of course, and beyond. But the five boroughs does have a great MTA system. In fact, our listeners know we interviewed Joe Loda. He was the former head of the MTA a couple of weeks ago. The MTA here in the New York area is kind of second to none. It's probably one of the world's best. But like you said, if a person has a lot of luggage with them, or they went shopping, or was a number of people with them, whatever the specific, and again, the fact that you're tracking all with OnStar is unbelievable, because that means you got all the data. Like you said, if someone's going apple picking, you have that data. So coming back to New York, there are many times where people, certainly heading into this area, well, they'll say to themselves, it really just doesn't pay to own the car. I'll continue to use MTA when that works, and when I just need the car, I just go to Maven. I mean, am I wrong?
No, look, it's right on your phone. It can be on the fly. You have a thought, last minute trip, something cool on the weekend comes up, where again you want to control. But there's many options. Look, Maven fits in to kind of a very comprehensive transit system, which could include light rail, train, bus, walking, biking, there's ride sharing. So there's all kind of, there's many facets of kind of how folks, look at transportation, but there's just a time when you want to control that experience. So during those times when you want to drive and that fits into your lifestyle, then you have to pick which cars do you want? Like, what's the service that works for you? And all things being equal, everything's about the same price. So let's assume that. Then it's like, well, what sort of experience do I want to have? And that's where I think Maven really steps it up, because of the high trim, the features that are in the car. And don't discount this like hotspot, because we talk about the use case of maybe going away for the weekend. So consider a family, maybe a couple kids, and they're heading out of town for a couple of days. The car literally has its own hotspot. So if you're in an area where you don't have great coverage or you don't want to use your own data, you just tap into my hotspot in the car that's included in your rate. There's no extra charge for that. And the kids are on the iPad the whole trip. And it's just, nobody has that. And nobody has it in every car. You may find it here and there, and some of our features might be available in a very small portion of fleets and competitors, but not in every car. And that's where Maven really kind of steps it up.
And Dan, I know this may sound like a little off the wall, but just in being creative, I mean, we run a marketing firm here. There are times when we'll have to be on location by a client and do a project, and we'll need access for our media team. I could see myself renting a Maven, just parking it outside, letting it be my hotspot, and I'll return the car. I won't even drive it around.
Exactly. And look, because we're an OEM, that's easy for us to do. So these systems are in every car that we sell. And, a consumer would pay, for that service, but we go ahead and include that, in Maven. And we've really seen, again, a great uptick and positive comments on it. It's not something that gets used a ton, but when you need it, it's, we've gotten really great feedback. And again, I think that's part of the reason we've seen, the success we've had. Because, look, we didn't launch our first market until the beginning of March this year. So launched the first market in Ann Arbor and with the University of Michigan. And flash forward since March, we've now launched 16 markets. And next week we're about to launch our 17th market. So that's not too bad in a nine-month period. And we wouldn't be doing it if we weren't seeing the results we were looking for.
Right. Now, here's an obvious question. It's especially if you encourage and people know that they can use this as a one-way option. That means whichever region you're going into, there are multiple locations, perhaps even dozens of locations. Am I correct?
In a one-way option, yes. As I said, we're really only operating one way right now, in Detroit and Ann Arbor, and we're just kind of testing it to see how it goes. It is a product that, again, we're basically specifying the locations you can choose from to end your reservation, and the cars get used like math. So we're, we've only, been in business since March, so we're being very deliberate in what we offer in all of our markets. And the fact that we're all over the country right now, we're taking a hard look at what we're going to be doing in 2017.
Got you. Because naturally with bikes, which is different, what made that program, the City Bike, so successful is the fact that even in Midtown, I don't know the exact if it's 100 or 150 locations, but the fact that you get to go from the east side to the west side, uptown, downtown, there's somewhere close by to leave it. Naturally, I guess as time progresses, there'll be different locations within any particular market for Maven.
And look, the downside of a one-way product, and even in bikes, is you don't have a guaranteed ride home. You put the car or the bike kind of back, and it's up for reservations, and there's no guarantee that it'll be waiting for you when you come out. And that's, again, the feedback we hear a lot from our members is they kind of appreciate the pricing structure. And even if they're getting that station-based round trip, it's not costing them a fortune. And the fact that we don't charge a membership fee, there are no annual fees, it doesn't cost anything to join Maven. You just download the app. You know, we do a license check, which just makes sure that you have a current driver's license.
Right.
And that's it. Then it's truly kind of pay as you go. So we're not nickel and diming our members along the way if they're not going to use the service. And if they only use the service, you know, once in a while, they're only going to pay for the time they use it. So, you know, in our basic product, it's still, you know, very economical, you know, whether they get a Spark or all the way through a Tahoe or an Escalade.
My guest this evening is Dan Grossman, the Chief Operating Officer of Maven. That is the car-sharing division of General Motors. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up on the iTunes channel. You can access it, all our past shows, including this one, by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Hi, Yitzhak Saflis here to talk about the incredible giveaway that we're having on this program for 16 leading business books. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB. That's it. It's that simple. Send a text to 22828. Put in the letters MYB, you're automatically entered. And there's other ways of entering by retweeting, etc. You can find out more information also by going to WABCBizRadio.com. I'm just going to quickly read off some of the books here in this incredible collection. The Motivate This by Steve Rizzo. He was a guest here on the show, a great show. And his book is part of the giveaway. Rising to Power by Ron Carucci. Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett. And that one's autographed. Many of them are autographed by the author. Incredible value. And by the way, it's all going to one lucky winner. And the contest ends December 20th at 5 p.m. So make sure to enter soon. And again, to enter, send a text to 22828. Put in the letters MYB. And you're automatically entered. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzchak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is Dan Grossman, the Chief Operating Officer at Maven. That is the car sharing division of General Motors. Now, Dan, a couple of minutes ago you mentioned how you project, and it was a great way of putting it. I never thought of it like this, and it's kind of so true. In the next 5 years, the shift in the auto industry will be much greater than the past 50 years. Maybe you can elaborate on that.
Yeah, so General Motors really feels this way. So there's a lot of things you can do as a large auto manufacturer, you know, to address that. One thing General Motors could do is create more incentives and spend more money on marketing to potentially convince folks that are not ready to buy a car to buy a car. There is probably some price or incentive that they could come up with to get somebody to come in and buy a car. But rather than do that, you know, the company's decided to spend money on other things like Maven. We've also made an investment in Lyft. So General Motors owns 9% of Lyft, and we have a program called Express Drive where we provide Lyft drivers Maven cars to use on a weekly or monthly basis. So we've got thousands of Maven cars deployed across the country through our Express Drive program. So now General Motors is getting, you know, a piece of business from car sharing and a piece of business from ride sharing. And then the third piece is autonomous. And all roads lead to autonomous. It will come to different cities and countries at different times, but the world is headed that way. So General Motors acquired a company right here in the Bay Area called Cruise Automation. And Cruise Automation is working on the autonomous features that General Motors will be able to deploy in the cars people buy, the cars people share, the cars we deploy in car sharing, and I think will be incredibly meaningful in our Bolt EV as that rolls out next year. And that's how you look to the future. A lot of companies talk about things they may do or talk about things that they might need to do to address a shift in business cycles. In the last year, General Motors has done all of these things to address any potential shift and has created all these additional revenue and profit streams that can come into the company. So if there is a shift in car ownership, the company is already ready.
Right, right. Because at the end of the day, I mean, GM produces great cars. It's about the cars. So, right, it's just coming up with innovative ways of, as we call it in the industry, moving product.
It is, and when we look at our results, and we've got all of these different products, like so, it's car sharing, it's ride sharing, it's looking at the whole kind of space at once, and so we've already seen, and again, we just launched, you know, in March of this year, we've already seen almost 40 million miles used on all of our different products that we just launched this year. So that's not a joke.
That's amazing, and you're talking
validation.
About
validation.
Yeah. And you're talking about a lot of it being one way, most of it, if not all of it, one way. That adds to the amazement that I have at that amount of miles.
Well, no. So don't let me make sure I clarify that. We only offer a one-way product in Detroit and Ann Arbor, and it is not a big fleet. It's a feature that we're testing. Right. The majority of our product is what we call kind of station-based round trip, and then our program with Express Drive, which is providing Lyft drivers with Maven cars.
Got
and
you.
When you have this in 16 cities throughout the country, thousands and thousands of cars in each one of these markets, our fleets are huge and a constant motion. And that's what's really driving kind of the usage in the business.
Now, of course, we know that the whole brain around this around this concept is, of course, the phone, which, of course, is the heart of how everything is done today. And this may sound like a silly question, but I'm sure you've been asked this before, and we've all seen the person that has their plane ticket on their phone running up to the gate, and their phone dies. How does Maven deal with that?
Yeah, we have a very talented group of engineers that were part of kind of the initial startup team when it came out to Detroit, and that was one of the first things they really thought of if you have this communication issue. Yeah. That's where you would need to contact us. There is a secondary way to get a hold of customer care. You would just call us. The cars can be remote unlocked. And then once you get in the car,
You turn it on, you charge it. Right. And then you charge it. You plug it right in.
Exactly. So we can get you in the car. And
beautiful.
Then you get, we've got the auxiliary cables in the car, and we can get you on your way. It is, you know, it's one of the things that we really plan for, but we don't see a lot. I just think in general, people are trained to keep their phones charged.
Right.
It's rare that, that I've ever gotten to the point where it just stops working. So as long as you've got, you know, give me one bar of LTE and, you know, a minute or two left of time, we'll, we'll get you in. But we do have kind of a secondary way to get people in cars.
Pretty funny. Now, we had talked about this, about similar services to Maven that are already on the market. Maybe you could, again, bring out what makes this division of GM, Maven, unique in this space?
Yeah, there's really two major pieces. One is the car itself. Every car, you know, from the entry-level $8 car all the way through the Escalade, leather, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, 4G LTE hotspot, OnStar, and every car. And that's not a joke. Again, competitors typically have a few cars in their fleet that have this sort of luxury.
Right.
It's rare that you'll see a competitor with it in every single car. Then the other piece is just the technology. You know, how do you make a reservation? How do you join? How do you get in the car? First thing, we don't charge anything to join, and we do not charge an annual fee. This is for it's like a lifetime membership, so
wow.
You don't have to pull your wallet out and give me money when you join. And it's just the technology to choose your car, choose your location on your phone, then you use your phone to actually enter the car through the virtual key fob. And then once you get in the car, a lot of people love to use their phone for their entertainment and navigation. You can just plug in your phone because we've also had, look, the cars have tons of entertainment features. We have, you know, our satellite radio is also in every car. So, you know, it's kind of hit and miss. Do you want to listen to satellite radio? Do you want to use your car? Maybe both. But to have all of this included, nobody really has it in every car, and we do.
Right.
And that's, I think, really differentiates us. From competitors, and I think at times when you think about, do you want a cab, do you want to ride share, do you want to take the subway, or do you want to own the experience and drive, I think a lot of people are saying, man, I want to get a Maven and enjoy that experience. So it's really kind of turned into this lifestyle brand that we're hearing more and more about from our member base.
Wow. My guest this evening, Dan Grossman, the Chief Operating Officer at Maven, that is the car sharing division of General Motors. We're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back in the last few minutes, we're going to still speak with Dan, get some more on this incredible, innovative technology, and I mean, it's a service, it's a product, it's kind of everything, and it's a dream for New Yorkers, so stay tuned. Okay, goodness.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Hi, Yitzhak Saflis here to talk about the incredible giveaway that we're having on this program for 16 leading business books. All you have to do is send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB. That's it. It's that simple. Send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB, you're automatically entered. And there's other ways of entering by retweeting, etc. You can find out more information also by going to wabcbizradio.com. I'm just going to quickly read off some of the books here in this incredible collection. The Motivate This by Steve Rizzo. He was a guest here on the show, a great show. And his book is part of the giveaway. Rising to Power by Ron Carucci. The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. The New Face of Your Brand by Sean Miller. The Price of Prosperity by Todd Buchholz. Think Big, Act Bigger by Jeffrey Hazlett. And that one's autographed. Many of them are autographed by the author. Incredible value. And by the way, it's all going to one lucky winner. And the contest ends December 20th. At 5 p.m. So make sure to enter soon because you don't want to miss this opportunity. Again, all these 16 books are going. Did I mention Earning It? Earning It, the brand new release. And we actually had her on the show recently. That book by Joanne Lublin, that book is part of this incredible giveaway that's all going to one lucky winner. And again, to enter, send a text to 228-28, put in the letters MYB, and you're automatically entered. And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is the Chief Operating Officer at Maven, Dan Grossman. Maven is the car sharing division of General Motors, GM. Comes as everyone in the world obviously has heard of or owned a GM at some point. Now, by this conversation, we're even talking about not owning one, at least on day one, because naturally, as Dan shared, it is a way of getting you comfortable in a GM at some point in the future. But we're located here in the Northeast. Where are some of the markets? You had mentioned 16 markets so far. Are there any, where are the locations in the Northeast, Dan?
Yeah, so we do, as I mentioned earlier, we do have some cars deployed in New York. It's more residential, but I think you're going to see that expand quickly as we get into next year. We have some cars in Jersey City, Washington, D.C., Boston, Chicago. Again, I mentioned the Detroit area, and then we've had launches out here on the West Coast in Los Angeles, San Francisco, in Denver. But I think we've hit, outside of New York, the kind of real corridor with Boston and D.C., and I think we're going to continue to see more growth in the whole area.
Well, now, are you affected? I mean, in the New York area, kind of everyone knows that last year there was big news because the Blasio administration was going up against the Lyfts and the Ubers, et cetera. Are you affected at all by regulations?
In car sharing, no. On the ride sharing side, they would abide by all the regulations, whether it's the TNT stickers and things like that. That's really the case in every jurisdiction that we have the program in. I think every city has its own kind of unique regulations, whether it's car sharing or ride sharing. So you just make sure kind of you're prepared for all of that. But in general, I think New York is being, in general, New York is very thoughtful in their approach. I had read recently the city council is considering a view on car sharing and potentially taking a look at working with car share operators, whether providing on-street spaces or city garages. And that's what you want to do. A lot of markets, whether it's Austin or Los Angeles or San Francisco, have programs like that, again, to promote anything that will keep people from driving their own cars into a city. And that, really fits into where cities are going as, downtown areas continue to grow and people want to work and live in the same area. That's where car sharing just plays in really nicely. And we think we have a product that fits in best.
Correct. Now, let's move over to the GM side of it. I mean, it's over the century, and jumping into this innovation, How did you spot the opportunity, and how has that been to you in terms of, on one hand, dealing with a company that's around for so many years, and sometimes a large company that's around for a long time can maybe lose sight of all the new technology, yet at the same time, they are on the cutting edge of something here in Maven. How have you found this experience?
Yeah, going to General Motors, basically coming from a startup that became, you know, its own public company and went through an acquisition, and then General Motors, you know, contacted me about 15 months ago with the concept, but not, you know, it wasn't developed. So I went to General Motors. There was, Maven didn't exist. There was no car share brand. There was nothing. There was just this thought of what could be developed and what could be different and what could help if there's a shift in car ownership. So it was really a startup with me and five or six other folks, some talented engineers, and everybody had an open mind in terms of what we could create, you know, that would work. You know, doing it at GM, you would think would be, could be a challenge because it is a 100-year-old company. It's massive, but they really provided us ideal space. You kind of felt like a startup, you know, with couches and desks and the things that you would see in a normal startup. And then it's just the leadership. I mean, the leadership that we have and our team, you know, I report to Julia Stain, and she is just a phenomenal leader within General Motors and has made my ability to do my job really easy, you know, because she runs interference when we need to run interference. She is a huge business partner and helps make very strategic decisions with me. And just as the support that I've received since I've joined the company, I mean, our department has grown from like 6 people to 100 people. So just, again, we just launched this thing in March. So that's pretty significant, and it really shows the commitment that General Motors has provided me and my team members in terms of what Maven could turn into in the future. Because it's not just car sharing. It's car sharing. It's ride sharing.
Right.
Even down to peer-to-peer, which is me using other people's cars. And we have programs in Orlando and in Ann Arbor where we're actually using dealers to deploy the Maven product. So these dealers have all these great cars, and we install our accessory, and we're using them in areas that I might not be able to get to on my own. And it's seamless to the member because the experience is identical. So there's just so many things we're doing that are different than anybody else. And it's without the support and buy-in from leadership at GM, we couldn't have done it. And I've never really seen anything like it, because whether you're a small startup or a large company, penetrating, well, soon to be 17 markets in 9 months is not easy. Like, you just can't do that unless you have the support of the mothership. Right. And in this case, we absolutely did.
Wow, that's real scale. Well, Dan, the time flies when you have such a great guest and a great show here. Again, my guest this evening, Dan Grossman, Chief Operating Officer at Maven. That's the car sharing division of General Motors. As we close the show, Dan, any parting thoughts for the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Yeah, I would encourage everybody, give it a shot. It doesn't cost anything to join. Go to maven.com, go to the app stores, download the app if you're in a city where we have the service. I'd give it a try because it's really unlike anything else that's on the market. The, you know, choices range from, you know, a Spark or a Volt, soon to be a Bolt EV, but all the way through the Cadillac lineup, up into an Escalade. So where else can you get an Escalade for a couple hours where I'm paying for gas and insurance? So it's, I think once you try it and you experience what Maven is, you're going to be hooked.
Wow. Dan, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Okay. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Well, in case you're just tuning in, no worries. You'll be able to hear this entire episode by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Sometime Tuesday morning, and this show will be up. Again, my guest this evening was Dan Grossman, the Chief Operating Officer at Maven. That is the car sharing division of GM, General Motors. What an incredible show about emerging technologies. And he actually said he wants to come back on the air in a couple of months when they completely roll out in New York. And we'll be hopefully from the first to bring that news to you. But as we close the show, I want to remind the listeners about the incredible giveaway that we're having. That is 16 leading business books is going to go all to one lucky winner. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, MYB. YB. And just send a text to 22828. And you'll, you know how many, I'm just going to quickly read off the books again. A Climb to the Top by Chuck Garcia. Amaze Every Customer Every Time by Shep Hyken. Body Language Secrets to Win More Negotiations by Greg Williams. Oh my gosh, we're almost out of time. So The Image of Leadership by Sylvia DiGisto. Rising to Power by Ron Carucci. Disruptive Marketing by Jeffrey Colon. And by the way, many of these books are autographed by the author. This is an incredible giveaway. The actual, if you went into the store and bought all these books, it's $350. And here you're getting it, and that's without the autographs. So a lot of them are worth a lot more, actually. So it can be yours. All you have to do is send a text to 22828, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered to win. Well, we're now at the close, so stay tuned up next here on 77 WABC for John Batchelor, and tune in again next Sunday evening for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.